The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We're going to be giving away SMU tickets for the Memphis game, so you want to get ready for that because that's going to be fun. It is going to be trivia. You're going to have to know your Bible a little bit to know what's going on. Not a ton, but, a little bit. Tevi Troy is going to be joining us, former George Bush White House staffer. And he's got a new book called Fight House, Rivalries in the White House from Truman to Trump. And we're hoping that he's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. That's going to be cool. And then listen to this. This will be the big teach for the day. The first and second post-resurrection message from Jesus. How important is that?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. It's always good to prevail. I think it's a good thing to prevail. Surviving is good, but you're kind of surviving. It's like going out swimming, and then you're just kind of treading water, okay? Living is like when you're doing better in treading water, and you're swimming across the pool back and forth. You're doing a little bit more. But prevailing is like you got a big floaty. You get little chicken wings and you got some iced tea and you're just hanging out. That's prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. We are going to do that. Plus, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. It's just so much more. I don't know how to define it in better words than so much more. Keep in mind, you are welcome to give us a call, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. And any topic is open for conversation. Praise reports, prayer requests. We're going to do trivia. Got the tickets. Just keep in mind, it's not professional radio. I have done probably 1,600 or 1,700 shows in my very short radio career, and I've mispronounced my own name several times. That tells you how much not professional we are. You're always like, hey, here comes David Spoon. And I go, hi, I'm David Spoon. It's like, never mind. It's not professional, folks. It's just radio. Have a good time. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. All right, a couple things to start off with. Let's just start off with a little acknowledgement. Let's give an acknowledgement to our very own Clint and Mr. Restore.
Come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
All right, fire and water damage cleanup, smoke, wind, flood damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services. Mr. Restore are the Mr. Fantastics of Mr. Restoration World. If you go into the restoration world and you look up in the dictionary, it's going to have a picture of Mr. Restore. How about that? That's all you got to know. Really? Advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated with a BBB. 50 years of restoration experience. Thousands of happy customers. Family owned and operated. 24/7 emergency response. I asked Clint about this when we did the interview last week. And I said, it says you're on site within 60 minutes. He goes, it's usually 45. It's like, wow, that's pretty impressive. To get in touch with them, if you've got anything going on, it doesn't matter whether you've got property or your house or something's going on, get in touch, MrRestore.com. MrRestore.com. You can also reach them through our website, HeMustIncrease.org. That's HeMustIncrease.org as well. As you can call them, 877-631-7576, 877-631-7576. Let me say hello to terrific Tiara. Hi, Tiara. How are you?
Hello, David. How are you?
I'm doing good. Have you had a pretty good day at work so far?
Yes.
Decent? Not bad?
Yeah, it's a very swell day today.
A swell day. I was driving in and it did all of a sudden the water. I understand that Dallas is not used to a lot of rain. Now, it's different in California. When it rains in California, people pull off to the side. They look up into the sky and they go, what is it? Okay, that's a little different world. But there is a lot of hydroplaning that takes place in Dallas.
Very true. We don't know nothing about rain at all.
Yeah, it's like zoom. It's like there's 9 inches of water there. How could you go through there at 75 miles an hour? It's simple. I can bump off the other guy. Anyhow, that's a pretty interesting experience. So it's not that I thought I was going to perish on the way in, but it's not like I didn't try and confess everything I could possibly think of either. I just confessing
well,
it all.
Well, who knows? It might get sunny by the time you leave today.
And that's the weather here is bipolar for sure.
I mean,
don't give me a hard time with that. It's absolutely true. All right. Couple of things. You know what holidays it is today? This is a kind of a unique one.
I do not.
The three of these you would never know. Well, you wouldn't know because it's like not normal kind of like holidays. Number one is Thumb Appreciation Day.
This gives you a thumbs up.
Yeah. Oh, good line right there. Thank you very much. The second one I've never heard of, and I am just still working through it. It's Cow Milked While Flying in an Airplane Day.
Who comes up with these?
I have no idea. Apparently, a cow was milked on the way on an airplane, and somehow somebody thought that was good. National Battery Day. So for those that don't know about batteries, primary batteries are disposable batteries, and then secondary batteries are rechargeable batteries. Not that you'll ever use that in anything except for Trivia Pursuit tonight at your house when people are playing Trivia Pursuit. I don't think they'll use it. And then here's the last one, and I was going to get grief from this no matter what. It's National Drink Wine Day. Okay. Now, first of all, moderation, moderation, moderation. Everybody relax. Nobody's saying drink wine until you're blind. Okay. Nobody goes down that road. But I do have a trivia question. It is not yet related to the SMU ticket, but it's a very challenging question. This is expert level. And I'm going to just mention it a couple of times. If anybody gets it, great. If not, at the end of the show, I'll say what it is. How many times is the word wine mentioned in the book of Genesis? You thought everything was easy, didn't you? For those that are looking for a little bit of history connection, on this day in 1678, Pilgrim's Progress, English preacher John Bunyan first published his famous religious work in England. And for over 200 years, except for the Bible, it was the most widely read book in the world. How about that? Let's see. Number two, Texas. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. If it's false, somebody's going to have to call in and explain it. French explorer Robert de la Salle, I don't know if it's silly, but that would be the way I would say it, established the first settlement in Texas. If that's true, pretty interesting. 1685. 1885, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn was first published. And in 1953, the first 3D movie opened. There you go. We spare no expense around this place. And we spend nothing either. We're very frugal, right? Everything we do. We even do hand puppets for some of our skits. Think about that on radio. All right, here we go. Here's our first teaching. Joshua 14:8, it says the following. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt in fear, but I followed the Lord my God fully. Ooh. Caleb talking to the crew. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt with fear, but I followed the Lord my God fully. So what is it that happened is the children of Israel had sent out spies, and most of you know the story, and they sent out spies to check out the land, the promised land they were going to, and then out of that group, Caleb and Joshua came back and gave a good report, and the other 10 people gave a bad report. And that bad report that was based on fear made the people's hearts melt. And one thing that I have noticed in Christianity, get mad at me or not, that's up to you. You have to love your brother and your sister. You have to love your neighbor and you have to love your enemy. So somewhere in there I'm going to fit. So you got to love me one way or another. But people hear things on television. They hear things in some kind of rumor mill and their hearts melt. Because they think, oh, no, or, woe is me. And when we give report, I'm not saying that you don't share what's true or whatever, but people give reports that are not true based on fear. And these guys, they looked at the situation. The land was flowing with milk and honey. The fruit was fantastic. And all they could see was through the glasses of fear. And because of that fear, they communicated to the people a message of fear. And all the people, they got discouraged. But instead, we're supposed to be given. Now, we have the greatest message that has ever been created or gifted to mankind in all of existence. We have the message of redemption. We have the message of God's love. We have the message of God's encouragement. We have the message of God's faithfulness, even when we are not faithful. That's the greatest message of all. And we are able by our actions and by our words to lift people up. Let me say something real quickly. I got an email from a lady named Susan just today. It was hilarious, first of all, and it was encouraging. And then I got a gift from Jerry, who knows we're just doing the best we can to move this ministry forward. And that gift, that was encouraging. And it's like he's saying to me, let's keep this going. Let's go. Let's move forward. We can do this. This is the kingdom. Let's build it. That is a blessing. Our reports, our actions, our attitudes can give people a lift up or a push down. Think about that. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. You can speak to somebody and lift them up, or you can speak to somebody and bring them down. What would the Lord have you to do? Right? The God of life. What would the God of life have you to do? And when I say that, what happens is we'll hear something and it gets into our little bit of our flesh and we're like, ooh, no, ooh, ooh, it's Casper. You know what I'm saying? It's like something weird. And it's like, look, we serve the Most High God. We're children of the Most High God. And there's a lot of messages that we can share with one another, but how about this one? Our dad rules the universe. He's in charge of everything. And you're thinking, he's in charge of everything? Everything. Well, you don't understand my circumstance. God knows everything that's going on with the sparrow. He knows your circumstance. He knows how many hairs you have. He knows your circumstance. And that's a message of encouragement. Let's speak encouragement to one another. Lift one another up. Strengthen one another with our words and our reports. Okay? All right, we're going to take our break and then come back. Folks, you are listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Gonna take a short break, come back with the next group of teachings. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Do you know how you keep going? Do you know how you keep putting one foot in front of the other? Do you know how you don't give up? Do you know how you don't quit even though you want to quit? You fix your eyes on Jesus. You see with God. When Peter went out of that boat and stepped on that water, there is no natural principle in the world, in any normal universe, that would allow Peter to walk on water. But he did one thing well. He looked at Jesus. And as he was looking at Jesus, the Bible says he walked on the water. He looked at his situation, just focusing at Jesus. And he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he saw the winds and the waves, and he sank. He lost the correct attitude when he stopped seeing with Jesus in the picture. Whatever you see, whatever you face, whatever you encounter, do not see it or face it in the natural. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So everything you see, you must insert the picture of Jesus.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Who was that preacher? It was me. Okay. For those that don't know, this will just give you a little background. I think there might be some people that are listening that haven't heard us before. So I was born and raised Jewish. I became a Christian. I went on to get a Baptist, Pentecostal, and Charismatic ordination. I am summa cum laude in regards to ministry and leadership in my BA, and I am magna cum laude in my master's in theological study, and I'm about to enter a PhD program for biblical exposition. And you're thinking, what is wrong with you? My answer is I actually did fall on my head when I was Billy was 13, so I was 9. I was walking upside down on the roof in our garage, and the string broke. And I fell 9.5 feet right on my head, got a concussion, was in the hospital for about 5 days, and got a bunch of candy and comic books. Yeah, at least I worked it. That's all I can say. All right. For those that do not know, you're welcome to call the show. We're going to be doing tickets. I think we'll probably do it this segment, if that's all right. You think that's all right to do it? Yeah, we can do the ticket giveaway, right?
Yep, so? Let's do it.
All right. The number is 972-445-0770. Now, if you have won tickets to a basketball game before, I am going to politely ask you to give other people a chance. That is my nice way of saying, I know you guys want to, some people might want to get tickets. Let's give some people a chance to get tickets who haven't got tickets. We will be giving away more tickets. So there is no reason to fear or be concerned. I do want to remind you to visit us at hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. We have our videos up there. We have our audio clips up there. There's a ton of material on the website that is also a place to give. We encourage people to give. We do not tell you you are getting something special for giving because you're not. What you're doing is helping us promote this ministry and pay the radio bill that we have here at the station, literally at the station. And we're just looking to keep the show going, expand it, and expand our time and expand our reach. And what we promise you will get is at the end of the year, when it comes to January or February, you'll get a receipt for giving. And we're just trusting that if you're sowing, that the Lord is the one who's going to help you do the reaping. Because we're not going to guarantee anything other than the Lord is watching what you're doing. And whatever you give, we promise to do our absolute best to use it absolutely for the kingdom of God, to advance the kingdom of God, and to promote the radio show. That's it. I can't say it any simpler than that. Here we go on our trivia question. Here we go. You ready? This is for two tickets and a parking pass. Which is, I got news for you. Parking passes are pretty important nowadays. Aren't they important? What's that?
Very, very,
very
important.
You go to an event, you can't park there. It's like, better to take a helicopter and then just jump off and then have some kind of apparatus for either a bungee cord that you can cut or having a parachute.
That'd be a great way to arrive.
That would be very classy. It'd be pretty unique for an SMU Memphis game, but could happen. Stranger things have happened in stranger places. Here is the trivia question. If you have one, give other people a chance to win. Here it is. When Lot's wife turned around and looked back at the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, what did she turn into? 972-445-0770. I should tell you this game is for February 25th, which is Tuesday at 8 p.m. against Memphis. Tuesday, February 25th. So this is like the 18th. So it's like a week away. And it's at 8 p.m. against Memphis. If you're interested in winning the tickets, it is that kind of cool opportunity. Do we have somebody already calling in? That didn't take long. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is John.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. You ready for some tickets? I mean, it sounds to me like this would be a blessing.
It will be.
All right. Here it is. Lot's wife was told, don't look back, don't look back. And then she turned around, looked at Sodom and Gomorrah. What did she turn into?
A pillar of salt.
That is correct. You are 100% correct.
Bingo.
There it is. So you just got two tickets to the game for February 25th against Memphis, plus a parking pass.
Hey, I've got a question for you.
Sure.
Something I've always wondered about when the two angels went to get Lot and his family. The Bible says that he went on to go throughout the town and get his other relatives or something like that.
Right.
And did he have a bunch of son-in-laws?
Yep, he had two son-in-laws that had no interest in listening to him. And they thought he was joking, and so they wouldn't even respond to him. That's what happens when people hear the truth that comes from God, and they just ignore it. And then Lot was like hemming and hawing, and the scripture says that the angels grabbed him. And they've literally forced him to leave. He was going to stay there because nobody was leaving and everybody thought he was a nut job. And God was like, get out of there. And so God grabbed him and took him. And so the angels grabbed him and took him. So it was just his wife, himself, and the two daughters. And then that becomes a whole other bad issue that we can talk about another time. But that's what happened.
I hope Jesus comes back soon, because if not, we might have to change the name of our country to the United Sodomy of America.
Well, this country's got a lot to answer for, and it's part of it's got the sexuality element to it, without a question. Part of it's got some of how we structure not growing things, not feeding people kind of mentality. There's a lot to answer for, but the biggest thing we're going to answer for is, man, they're wiping out babies, and God's just going to be like, what is going on here? That's not going to work. And everybody's like, it's a fetus. That's nice. You can call it another name so you can feel good about it. Congratulations. It's called murder.
Sure.
And it's just there's no second ground there. And I have relatives who've been involved in that, and they're like, are you telling me I'm a murderer? And the answer is yes. And it's just like they don't like it. It's like tough. That's the truth.
Can I tell you something real quick?
Sure.
My sister had an abortion years ago, and when she started going back to church and got right with the Lord, and it just crushed her so bad. She has such a conscience over it now that she went. Let me tell you what she did. She went and bought a plot, put a headstone over it, and goes and puts flowers on it and asks for Christ, and that's her place to pray and ask for forgiveness.
You know, I'll tell you one thing that's amazing, and I really appreciate that you shared that story. People don't realize, it's a horrible thing, but there is forgiveness, and that is a big part. Now, I'm glad that she took the necessary steps to do what she felt she needed to do before the Lord, but there is redemption for every and any activity. And a lot of people forget, Paul was right up there with sanctioning murder, yet look how much he wrote 2/5 of the New Testament epistles. And it's like God can redeem and bring back life for those that turn their face to him. That's just the truth.
That's right.
Good job, my friend. Excellent call, by the way.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay. I need you to hang on because you need to talk to Tierra. She's got to get your info. So I'm going to talk for a few minutes and for two or three minutes, and then she's going to get your info, and then we're going to get you those tickets. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
God bless you.
All right. You too, my friend. God bless you. All right. So while there's only a couple minutes, and Tierra's going to be getting that information really quickly, and I just want you to understand something, and as the audience and as you're listening, look, I am huge. Okay, let me say this. I'm huge on forgiveness. I think forgiveness is one of the greatest gifting concepts ever. But before you can understand forgiveness, there has to be an understanding of the sinfulness that took place prior. Now, let's understand something, and I'm not going to teach the message I was going to teach. I'll teach in the fourth segment. But here it is. I was talking with Dr. Jeffress. He in California, he was on the show quite a bit. So him and I had become a little bit closer. And we talked about the good news and the bad news. And there is good news. And some people just turn to the good news and it's great and they turn unto the Lord. But some people don't realize that sometimes you have to look at the bad news and acknowledge it and address it and go, yep, I did that. Yep, I was wrong for that. Yep, I had that bad disposition. Or I committed that sin, or I breached that commandment, whatever it is that comes down. But the coolest part about it is where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. And the idea for us to just be stuck in a kind of a judgment mindset is terrible, because James chapter 2, verse 13 says mercy triumphs over judgment. When you turn to the Lord, mercy is what he's going to pour on you. In fact, in Hebrews, it says, come to the throne of God to receive mercy and find grace in your time of need. Just understand the simplicity of it. Mercy is not getting what you deserve, which is judgment. Grace is getting what you could never earn, a gift. So the two of them work together. You don't get zapped on one side, which you should get zapped. That's mercy. And you get something you could never deserve. That's grace. And God pours out his grace and his mercy on his kids. If you've done something wrong, it's so funny because I was reading this in a devotional this morning, which is probably not an accident. If you've done something wrong, and even though you may know that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, but you've never brought that before the Lord and said, you know, I really did this, and I never really came before you and said, it was wrong. Eating at me. If you offer that up to the Lord, he will have mercy upon mercy upon mercy upon you. He will make that guilt element just disappear in his grace, in his mercy. But bring it to him. Turn to him. Be real with him. He'll be real with you. He's got so much love to give you. Sometimes you got to empty out your heart from some of the uck in order to get some of the love. It's just that simple, okay? All right, we're going to take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, 972-445-0770. That's the phone number. HeMustIncrease.org. HeMustIncrease.org. That is our website. If you are listening to the show, you probably heard that commercial. We have that new commercial talks about giving. It's like, yeah, look at you give. I want God to make every Christian in the whole world a multi-trillionaire. That'd be fantastic. Although for the majority of us, that would destroy our walk. But look, if you're going to give, we appreciate it. It's awesome. But what we would ask you, no matter what, what we're going to ask you, no matter what, is to pray for us. Because in Romans chapter 15, verse 30, Paul says, "Join my struggle by praying for me." So if you're a person that can't give, and like we had Susan reach out to us today, she's got a special gift for us, and we think that's totally awesome. And what I just want people to do is just pray for us. We need all of your prayers, just like I'm praying for you guys every day, and we hope that it all is a blessing one for another. So now, Tevi did not call in yet. He might yet call. So if he calls, we'll kind of cut to him. But in the meantime, we're going to keep going because there is an old adage on radio and in Broadway and in everywhere else, and that is the show's got to go on. Man, it's going to go on. So let's give a quick acknowledgement to our good friend Kimberly McQuinn. There you go. Our house. So funny. We start rocking. That's a little bit rocking back and forth. It's a sway song. Here's the deal with Kimberly. It doesn't matter whether you're a first-time buyer, experienced investor, foreclosures, short sales. Don't matter. It don't matter because she will help you. And she is a realtor with Fathom Realty, also an associate broker. But she is not an associate broker of Fathom Realty. She used to be a broker. And now she's working with Fathom Realty. Make sure I say that correctly. And here's the deal. She will help you in this market. Now, I just found out from somebody I know, okay, very close to me, that they thought their house was worth something and then it was worth something altogether different and a lot less. And then they were kind of bumming because they had these plans or trying to do this. Why don't you get with somebody who kind of knows the territory and knows what's going on and can look at the trends and help you make some good decisions? That's why they're supposed to be real estate experts. And give her a contact. Give Kimberly a contact, 903-48-HOMES. 903-48-HOMES. H-O-M-E-S. 903-48-HOMES. You can also reach her by going to hemusincrease.org. And that gives you the opportunity, by the way, to link to her site. Now, we got to see. I don't know if this is going to be Tevi or not. We're about to find out if they called in. Somebody called, and then they – They're there. We're waiting. And this is exciting because if this is him, I'm excited for this interview. So, I mean, I'm hopeful, and we're going to see if that's what's going on. Or somebody's calling to say, Dave, you're obnoxious. They do that too. So is this it? Oh, yeah. Cool. All right. Let me put him on. Okay. Let me make sure he's there. Tevi Troy, are you there?
This is Jerry, David.
Oh, it's Jerry, so it's not Tevi. Okay, what do you got going on? Oh, Jerry, thank you for the gift today, by the way. That was a blessing.
No problem. I've been meaning to do it, and I just I let it get by me. But I tell you, I've got a scripture for you that you ought to use to help you gender gifts, because in Romans, I think it's 15:7 or somewhere in there, it says, if we share with the Jews their spiritual blessings, we should also, as Gentiles, share with the Jews our carnal blessings. So I think that'd be a great scripture for you to lean on, being that you're a Jew, and we are Gentiles, and we should share with you because you're bringing us light.
Oh, you know what? And that's a blessing for you to bring that up. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, just the Spirit just said, call you and let you know. I just dawned on me, and it just popped into my spirit. I thought you need to know that. And the people out there that are listening need to know that, because that's very vital that we support. If you're going to share money with anybody, it better be somebody that's an Israelite or a Jew, because without them, we got nothing. We don't have their God. We don't have nothing. So we're in darkness.
Well, I think it's a great blessing, and I want everybody to know that in that sharing, it's not even the amounts. I got news for you. When somebody does some sharing, it really isn't. And this is true, Jerry. It's just knowing that they're there and that they're praying for you and that they're supporting you. It's so powerful. It's a powerful message that says, you know, we're on your side. And when one rejoices, we all rejoice. When one weeps, we all weep. And it's such a blessing. And anything we can do on the show that can be encouraging for other people, we think that's – we're just like, yep, we live for that.
Well, I encourage your listeners to take heed to enrich their own spiritual blessings that they give to the Jews or Israelites for their spiritual blessings, and you're a Jew, so you're a part of that family, and we're all part of the one big family, but you're especially as a chosen person. We as adopted people, the Gentiles, come into the kingdom. We thank you for giving us a door open to come into the kingdom, so thank you.
Well, thank you for that, Jerry. That was really nice of you to do that, and I really, really appreciate that. And brother, you know I'm praying for you every day, too, so you just keep me posted on things are going, but thank you so much for your gift.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless you. All right. So we thought it was Tevi, but it was Jerry. But that's cool. It's totally awesome. Listen, I think it's awesome, and I appreciate everybody participating, and I just want you to know that. All right. We're going to dive into our teach, okay, because that's the place. You know, it's one of the things that we do. We don't do mixed sermons. Well, okay, they're a little like mixed sermons.
It's a mix mash.
So that kind of thing. Johnny Hill's going to be on the show on Thursday. I think he'll be on Thursday. We've got some really cool stuff that's coming. I can't tell you yet, but let me just say, cool is the operative word. That's all I got for you. John chapter 20, verse 19. You know, it's always important to hear what these first messages are. What's the first message John the Baptist preached? Repent. What's the first message Jesus preached? Repent. What's the first message Peter preached at the church? Repent. What's the first message that Paul preached when he was giving his first repent? Okay, but it's also good to know some of the different structures or different places that different things have been spoken. And one of the things that I came across, I thought, just find it fascinating, is what is the first message that Jesus spoke post-resurrection? I find that to be a very interesting question. And what's even funnier is that the second thing he said is the same thing as the first. Now, how important is that? Exceedingly. Right? John chapter 20, verse 19. In the evening of that first day of the week, the disciples were gathered together with their doors locked because of their fear of the Jews. Then Jesus came, stood among them, and said, peace to you. Now, see, you guys, you can make all these big theological 3, 4, and 5-point messages. It can be Calvinistic. It can be Arminianistic. It could be eschatological. It could be amillennial. It could be premillennial. You can tell me all about the ecclesiastical and how it should be congregational, or how it should be presbytery, how it should be elder built, and so on and so forth. Listen to the first message Jesus gave his disciples after the resurrection. Ready? Peace. 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 All the stuff that's going on all over the world, all over the universe, what's the first message from Jesus? Peace. Hey, you know that bouncy up and down that's going in your life? Peace. Do you know what Jesus does when the storm is raging? It seems like he's sleeping in the boat, right? Don't lie to me. It seems like he's sleeping in the boat. Come on, Jesus, get up. First thing he does, he makes the winds stop making noise. He makes the waves be still, and he speaks peace. Here's something that's really cool that'll really bless you. Ready? Jesus is the Prince of Peace. See? Is that great? Peace, peace. What's going on?
Bobby just called and he wanted to just, you know, give you prayers and tell you hallelujah. If you say hallelujah 7 times, that first prayer is going to always work.
Okay. That's good. Boy, people are just getting into it. I love it. It's so much fun when we're doing stuff like
this. I
know
Bobby's such a great man.
Yeah, love him. Love him in the Lord. All right, so here, listen to this. First, peace. Second, peace. Hey, you know you got that situation. You don't know what it is. Hey, you got this doctor's appointment. You're a little bit of, watch this. Peace. Peace. Like, what are you trying to tell me? That God can give me peace in the midst of all of this adversity? Yes. That is exactly the message of the gospel. There is peace between us and God. There is peace in our circumstance. And while it's a wayward, sinful world that has not received its full redemption yet, there is peace because the Prince of Peace is in peace with you and speaks peace to you. And you're like going, yes. Remember the peace that passes all understanding, that keeps our hearts and minds, the stuff that's illogical. See, when it says the peace that passes all understanding, what that says is it doesn't even make sense. It's just beyond logic. Yeah, but it comes from God. So we want peace. Did you hear me? Peace. That's the first message. That's the second message of Jesus. But I'll tell you what, the reason that he said it twice is because we don't listen. You know why? It's like this. It's like my kids. Let me take an extra minute here. It's like my kids. Ready? I'll say, don't do this, right? And especially when they were younger. Guess what I had to do again? I said, don't do this, right? It's like it's every person who just heard my voice goes, oh, yeah, I went through that. I either had kids that I had to do that with or I did it with my parents. Like they say, don't do this. I said, don't do this, right? Well, God goes, peace. I said, peace. It's like, whoa. Oh, peace. Yeah, bring the turmoil down and let the grace and the mercy of the Most High God sweep over you. Why? Because you need it and because he wants to give it. Oh, that's the coolest part. He wants to give it and you need it. There you go. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take our break here and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
What's happening is the churches and educators and our government and everybody is too concerned about being politically correct. And what's happened is the walls have fallen down. And we need to rebuild them, and we need to build them back. And the only way we can do that is with God's people taking a stand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I will say, especially in regards to the political correctness, it's just man's attempt to establish their own righteousness apart from God. And that's why it has so much confusion attached to it that nobody can figure out what's going on, because it goes all over the place.
Well, the only hope for America is not the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. My hope is in God and his people taking a stand. This coming election season, and let's get men and women in office. And again, I'm not telling people to vote for, But we need to take a stand for God's truth and his righteousness.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I just want to thank you and extend a thank you to you for taking the time to come on the show, sharing with us, giving us that perspective. I appreciate it, and it was a privilege and an honor for me to have you on the show, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. God bless.
All right. God bless you, too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Franklin Graham.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Sometimes it takes us a little bit, but we have Mr. Troy on the phone. Let me make sure he's with me. Mr. Troy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, fantastic. I'm doing fantastic. I'm so glad to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us here on the David Spoon Experience. And congratulations on your book, Fight House, Rivalries in the White House from Truman to Trump. And I wish you nothing but outstanding success for this material and for the book. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. And people are loving Fight House.
Yep. All right. And I want to make sure that people know where to get this, Mr. Troy. And do you mind if I call you TV? Is that all right? Or am I saying that correctly?
It's Tevi. Rhymes Tevi. With Tevi, and you're welcome to call me.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Tevi. I appreciate that. Where can people get the book? I want to make sure that people have an opportunity to understand, and then we're going to talk about
it. It's available wherever books are sold. You can go to Amazon, local bookstores. You can go to Barnes & Noble. It's available on Audible. I just got my book on CD, and I'm actually listening to it because it's a great voice actor who does it. And Regnery is the publisher, so you can get it through them as well. And there's a Twitter handle, FightHouse2020, at FightHouse2020, where you can follow developments on the book, and there's also a link for purchase.
Fantastic. All right. So I'm very excited to have you on. Regnery, great company. Love them. Did a lot of business in talking about their authors, and they always come up with great authors. Your book, by the way, is there's parts of it that I was like going, I got to ask him this. So, I mean, there's some of this in this book. So let's just talk about it. You actually, the book is titled, instead of White House, it's Fight House. And that's really because in the White House, it's not this perfect, peaceful, everybody kumbaya, every moment kind of place, is it?
Heck no. There's lots of fighting in the White House. And look, I'm a presidential historian by training. I've worked in the White House. And in doing the research for this book, Fight House, I found stories that I had no idea about. I also had my hair raised and my eyes popped open because some of these stories are just nuts.
I love it. I love it. All right, so now I got to ask you this. It's one of the questions. They give me a list of questions, and I kind of only use bits and pieces. But the first question is a great question, and so I have to kind of ask you this right off the bat. So you do this from Truman to Trump, so to speak, and I just have to know, in the White House, which one had the biggest fight house?
Yeah, I argue that it was Gerald Ford. Surprising. Had a relatively short tenure, and also was known as a very nice guy. And so you say, why would a nice guy have such a contentious White House? Well, it was precisely because he was such a nice guy that he was unable to do the things that were needed to control the fighting. In that White House, there was a guy named Bob Hartman, who was close friends with Ford and had been with Ford longer than perhaps any other aide. And Hartman was very sharp-elbowed, troublemaking fellow, and he used to monitor the presidential inbox and take out things he didn't like and give them to the press. And Hartman's nickname in the White House was SOB. And he claimed that it stood for Sweet Old Bob. But we know that it meant something different, and I think he did as well.
Yeah, I think that your evaluation of that is 100% correct. So was it a little bit because Ford, because you said he was nice, so is that a little bit of being not succinctly decisive and then being more influential, or I'm sorry, influenced, like he could be like moved into a different direction on certain subjects?
Yeah, there's a little bit of that, but also he wasn't willing to fire Hartman, even though Hartman was clearly a problem, was clearly leaking, was clearly a poisonous person among the staff. The guy was his friend, and so Hartman stuck around. They did get to move him out of the anteroom outside the Oval Office where he was monitoring the inbox, as I mentioned, but that was a trick by Dick Cheney, who went to Ford and said, wouldn't it be nice if you had this little room for quiet contemplation? And Ford said, yeah, that would be a good idea, without telling Ford, oh, we're going to move your friend out of the office next door in order to get you that room for quiet contemplation.
So there's a lot going on that people just – I mean, I understand, because most of the connection that the people have to the White House will be through the lens of the press. I mean, regardless of whether they like the person or don't like the person. I mean, to me, I always thought Lou Grant was one of the funniest shows, because it says, you know, it's biased, right? Because the editor picks the story. And so it's like – it's almost like there is the truth, and it seems like people don't really have true – pictures of the White House. When you did this book, did that just peel open and you were like, wow, this is not what people imagine at all?
Yeah, I think you're right about the press, in that is the first draft of history. People look at the White House through the lens of the press, and they get their impressions that way. But what I did in the White House was I went beyond the press. I went to the oral histories and the archives and the historical accounts, and yeah, press was some of the ways I got my first ideas, but I really delved into these situations, and I tried, if there were conflicting accounts, I tried to reconcile them. So there's much more to the story than just what you hear in the press. And I think that's what I'm getting at in Fight House.
Yeah, so I want people to really recognize this. Fight House, it's called Fight House Rivalries in the White House, from Truman to Trump. If you want to know what's really taking place in the White House that's from Truman to Trump, you want to know that inner working, this is the perfect book. This is a perfect gift for people who love material where they get into the nuts and the bolts of what's going on behind the scenes. Let me ask you this, because we've got the last two administrations. I could talk to you for an hour, but we don't have an hour. And so I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions. I always thought it was bizarre that in the Obama administration, they said there were never any problems, yet it's the only one that ever had the IRS acknowledge that they did something wrong. So what is the deal? How did they get the title No Drama Obama? I mean, how did that come about?
Well, that was intentional on their part. They put out this narrative of No Drama Obama. Obama saw that previous Democratic campaigns and White Houses had been undone by infighting and rivalries, and he said, we're going to try and have a different administration. And even if they didn't have a different administration, we're going to have the perception of a different administration. And as I show in Fight House, the narrative did make it into the press, even though the reality was that there was a lot of fighting in the Obama White House. It just wasn't highlighted by the press. And to be fair to Obama, they did a good job of covering it up. And you mentioned the thing about, is the president too nice a guy to handle stuff? Obama, if he heard of somebody engaged in this kind of rivalrous behavior, he would call them out. And there was one instance I talk about in Fight House where a woman, his deputy chief of staff, sent a blistering email to the staff because she didn't like how she was portrayed in an article. He calls her into the Oval Office and he says, that was quite an email you sent, showing that he's monitoring what's going on. And I think that's an important element to trying to control this stuff.
Okay. In regards to – now, you were – if I say something wrong, then Tevi, don't hesitate to correct me, but you worked with the Bush White House. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. George W. Bush.
Okay. So were you there when things were, like, really, really tense?
Yes, I was.
How did that go? I mean, was there a lot of drama going on there? Was there a lot of tension? Was there a lot of trouble because of that, you know what I'm saying, in the White House?
Yeah, I saw some crazy stories. I mean, I saw one thing, I don't get into this in the book, but where one guy who's an aide comes into a meeting that I was chairing of a bunch of deputy secretary level people. And this guy comes in and he says, the president just put me in charge, and now any resources you want to direct and anything you want to have happen, that's got to go through me from now on. And one of the deputy secretaries, the one of Homeland Security, looked at this guy and said, who are you? The guy was a senior aide to the president, but he was an economic aide, so there was no way the Homeland Security guy would know him. And it just came out that way. So it was pretty funny.
That's pretty funny, though. Who are you? It's classic.
All right, so we only got about 2 minutes. I just want to make sure I get this in. The Trump White House, a lot of tension. I mean, he seems to me like that there would be people underneath him that might have tension, but he's pretty like, it's this way, the kind of attitude. I could be wrong about that, but is there a lot of tension in the Trump White House?
Well, we certainly read a lot in the press accounts about that. The truth is, I don't know for sure, and we won't know until the archives and the oral history come out and the ways that I was able to examine the other administrations. So obviously from the press accounts, it looks like there's fighting, but I really want to get the inside scoop. In the Bush administration, the oral histories came out in 2019, 10 years after the Bush administration was over, and it had a lot of fascinating material. So for the Trump administration, we may have to wait till 2031 or 2035, depending on what happens on the next election.
I see your sequel. I see it coming.
I'll be definitely writing about this one again.
Yeah. Classic. All right, folks. Now, listen, if you are pulled into this arena, like a lot of people are, Fight House, Rivalries in the White House from Truman to Trump. And this is Tevi Troy, who wrote this book, was involved in a staffer for the Bush administration, is going to give it to you in the book. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any bookstore. I don't know how many bookstores are still standing, but anyone that's online, you can get it. You want to get this book and then maybe even send him a note and let him know how much you appreciate the work that he did and the effort he put into it. Excellent job, my friend, and I'm really glad we were able to connect today, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to spend time with us on the radio show.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right. God bless you. All righty. There you go. And I'm just glad, and I would just encourage you, if you have any interest in this, get it from somebody who is on the inside. I always think that's fascinating, because it's like, you know, this guy has got stories that are outstanding. I mean, they're just probably really cool. Glad we got that in. Great job by Tierra to pull that all together. Congratulations, young lady. That was an excellent job. Thank you. I do want people to know, tomorrow I got a some big things we're going to be talking about. So please tune in. And we got more trivia, more things going on. But don't forget this one main thing as I'm exiting. Peace. He's the Prince of Peace. Okay? All right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.